In my class the other day, one of the students raised up the issue of the detail with which we observe the commandments. She was feeling a bit negative about this in general and felt that the way we do things is rather obsessive. And she pointed her remark with wondering why we have to light the Shabbat candles exactly by a certain number of minutes before sunset. Rabbi Ashlag, the great Kabbalist and the Torah sage, teaches us that we do not perform the commandments for God's sake. He doesn't lack anything, and he certainly doesn't need our favours. The Creator is all-giving. He has no lack. We perform the mitzvot for our own sake, so that we can come into affinity of form with the Creator. What does this mean? It means that just as He is able to give unconditionally, so should we. But there's a problem. We are born with a will to receive oneself alone. That is to say, we have an ego. And the ego does not want to give unconditionally. It only wants to receive for itself. It only wants to act in its own self-interest. So actually, we don't know instinctively how to give unconditionally. When we do mitzvot, and especially if we do them in an altruistic manner, like we're trying to do our best, not for ourselves, just because it's there, because this is how we can come closer to God, this helps us slowly undo the bondage of the ego. We could ask, and it's a good question, why this particular action and not another? Why these particular actions which make up the halakha and not other actions? And we need to take it on faith that Moses, our teacher, received this great wisdom from the Creator at Mount Sinai, and he gave us this wonderful guide. At Mount Sinai, he received both the written law, which is the 5 books of Moses, and all the oral law. Taken together, this is what makes up the basis of the halakha, or the way in which we do the mitzvot. Now, why is the halakha enacted in such detail? I understood, my friend. Doesn't it feel sometimes a little bit obsessive? Well, you know, it depends entirely on how you look at things. If a musician is playing a piece of Mozart and is careful to play exactly the correct note at the correct time, is he or she being obsessive, or are they paying attention? If he plays just any note, it wouldn't be Mozart. Or he could play the right note, but at the wrong time or for the wrong duration. Would that come out very well? Would it be a concert piece? No, it would not. Or take a person weaving a beautifully intricate Persian carpet. He or she needs to be careful to use exactly the right colour thread, of exactly the right hue, in exactly the right place. Similarly, in working in the details of our lives, if we wish to make our lives as beautiful as a wonderful piece of music or as a beautiful design on a carpet, each note we play requires attention to detail. I have the privilege of learning Mishnah, the oral law, with my daughter on Shabbat. This is the oral law which was given to Moses on Mount Sinai and was written down just under 2,000 years ago at the time of the Romans by the great sage Rabbi Yehuda the Prince. The detail in this law is absolutely amazing. My daughter and I just learn one law a week. This time we were studying a detail on tithing. The detail was connected with whom can you trust to have tithed their goods, and what do you do if you aren't sure if they took tithes of their goods or not. Now, in the time of the temple, there was a requirement to tithe whatever we grew or produced in order to give the tithes to the priests and the Levites who did not have land of their own. It didn't bother either myself or my daughter that tithing is only nominally done at present because the temple is not at the moment being rebuilt. We were fascinated by the detail expressed and the clear consciousness that it embodied. Were the people at the time of the Mishnah just being obsessive? I don't think so. They're giving over a very important message. The world, and all that is in it, has the potential for sanctity. It has the potential for beauty, but it requires precision and attention, just like the concert musician when playing a concert piece, and the great craftsman when he's crafting a beautiful carpet. Similarly, with regard to the mitzvot, as we pay more attention to the details, we acquire a sense of sanctity and precision. This is true of our lives. As we pay attention to the details of our lives, we can create something which has a lasting and ineffable beauty. The details of the mitzvot, the details of our interactions, and the details of the words we say are all important. Learning to pay attention is one of the reasons that I feel it is very important to study Judaism, and especially the Kabbalah, from its original source as much as possible. The great sages paid attention to the precise words they used. They did not talk in generalities, but in precise and exact ways, because they were aware of the connection between the spiritual roots and their branches as they appear in this world. And therefore, they were aware of the relationships and precise relationships, precise details in which they interact. This is why so much of Jewish texts appears to be concrete, and at first sight, not very spiritual. But that is a superficial judgment. If we are told, for example, to simply be more compassionate, it's very hard to put it into practice. Compassionate to whom? Where do we start? To what degree am I already compassionate? What do I lack? Creating our own reality. How do I create my own reality? In what way? These stock phrases of the New Age sound nice, but they actually don't help much. By giving concrete examples with precise attention to detail, the oral law of Judaism shows us the degree of compassion, the circumstances in which it is appropriate, its timing, its place. It teaches us how to pay attention. Now, this degree of attention does not come naturally. Like becoming a master pianist, he can only become a concert pianist after much practice. And most of us are not concert standard pianists or great craftsmen, but we all craft our own lives, whether we will it or no. We deserve to be the best possible craftsman we can. So we are given a way. We are given a way of the mitzvot, and we are given details of the mitzvot. Paying attention to the details helps us realize that these mitzvot are important and potent. They give our lives sanctity and beauty.